Trump appoints former Fox anchor Carrie Lake to lead Voice of America. President-elect Donald Trump has named former Fox 10 Phoenix News anchor Carrie Lake to lead the federally funded international broadcasting network Voice of America. "I am pleased to announce that Carrie Lake will serve as our next director of the Voice of America," Trump said in a number of announcements for positions in his administration on Wednesday night. "She will be appointed by, and work closely with, our next head of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, who I will announce soon, to ensure that the American values of freedom and liberty are broadcast around the world fairly and accurately, unlike the lies spread by the fake news media." VOA was founded on February 1, 1942, with a non-American audience in mind, to share the policies of the United States clearly and effectively. At the time, its goal was to combat Nazi propaganda. Lake ran in both the 2024 U.S. Senate election and Arizona's 2022 gubernatorial election, with her Democratic competitors named winners in both races. "I am honored that President Trump has asked me to lead the Voice of America," Lake said in a post on social media platform X shortly after being named. VOA News is a vital international media outlet dedicated to advancing the interests of the United States by engaging directly with people across the globe and promoting democracy and truth, she said of the network that has an audience of 326 million people across 48 languages. "Under my leadership, the VOA will excel in its mission, chronicling America's achievements worldwide," she said. "I can't wait to get started." Other appointments. Also, on Wednesday night, Trump nominated Michael J. Riegas as Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources. The position requires confirmation by the Senate. Michael will bring accountability to the State Department as he did government-wide, when he served in my first term as the Deputy and Acting Director of the Office of Personnel Management and the Acting Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget, Trump said of the Harvard alumnus. "Mike is a conservative warrior who knows how government works and will help make America great again." Trump also named Daniel J. Newlin as his administration's ambassador to Colombia. An entrepreneur and former lawman, Newlin dedicated a 28-year career to the Orange County Sheriff's Office in Orlando, Florida, where he investigated major crimes, including armed robbery, gang violence, human trafficking, and illegal gun and narcotics trafficking. With his law enforcement expertise enabling him to navigate complex international issues, and his business insights fostering economic partnerships, Newlin stands as a powerful advocate for U.S. interests and a champion for strengthening ties and making a difference in the world. "Dan will do a great job," Trump said. The president-elect also named philanthropist and physician Dr. Peter Lamelas as ambassador to Argentina and Leandro Rizzuto, Jr., as ambassador to the Organization of American States. Lamelas, a refugee from communist Cuba, is known for creating the largest urgent care healthcare company in Florida. He was previously chosen by Trump to serve on the Department of Justice's Medal of Valor Review Board to recognize America's courageous first responders. Rizzuto, son of chairman and co-founder of the Conair Corporation Leandro Rizzuto, formerly served as U.S. Consul General to Bermuda in the first Trump administration.